afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Isaiah coming in clutch as always. Thank you very much. And here we go. Here we go. We're kicking off Random Thoughts Volume 2. Because it really is going to be, yet again, all over the place. And even just looking back, I didn't even realize that the notes I was making were at the bottom of the page where Random Thoughts Volume 1 notes were. And what's like ha-ha funny to me is some of these notes actually are almost like a follow-up to Random Thoughts Volume 1. So if you haven't listened to Random Thoughts Volume 1, then feel free to do so. Not that this won't make sense anyway, because they are random thoughts, just as they are called. So it's going to seem very off the wall, very random. Apparently, though, and if you remember Kyle has been on the guest on the podcast a couple of times. Kyle was telling me that the most ADD podcast that he's ever listened to was the one with me and Leanne that we recently did. And I haven't gone back to listen to it, but I do remember it being a very off-the-wall podcast. Hey, speaking about guests, just like Kyle, who's been on twice, Kyle actually texted me recently and gave me a recommendation for a guest. I know my mom is often giving me recommendations, but he had a coworker or friend or something. Really, the relationship really doesn't matter is what I'm trying to say. Anywho, he gave me someone he knows that would be a good guest for the podcast. So I've reached out to that person. Or needless to say, they reached out to me. None of this really actually matters now that I sit here and talk about it. None of the background matters. What you need to know is that me and this guest have been in communication with one another. And so hopefully he will come on the podcast soon. And I did want to address there being no podcast last week. That is by no one's fault except my own. I had been talking to Taylor, if you remember. Taylor Zabracki, the singer-songwriter out of Nashville, Tennessee, was talking with her. We had had a podcast recorded, but after having some further conversations, we had made the decision to push the podcast episode back closer to the release of her upcoming single. More on that in the weeks to come, but just know that you have that to look forward to. So I wanted to make you aware of why I did not release a podcast last week. Once her and I had talked, it was pretty late. Once we had talked and made the decision to push that podcast to another time, to a future date, time again just kind of got away from me and no podcast was released. But I know the true people are here. One of my really good friends, I know he has notifications on, so he actually gets notified every time a new podcast is posted. And you can do that yourself. You can actually turn that on. I know a lot of you listen through, I didn't look at the analytics. I know a lot of you listen through the podcast app from Apple, but also a lot of you listen through Spotify. And so actually, if you go, and why don't I just walk you through this? I wish I could show you. Why can't I just share my screen with you? So, for example, right? So let's say you are in the Spotify app on your phone. You want to search the Trent Speaks podcast. There he is, Trent Speaks. What you'll want to do is there's a little bell notification. next to following. Please follow the podcast and then click on that bell notification. You can actually turn push notifications on for this particular podcast. Also, if you click the three little dots that go horizontally, you can rate the show. So please rate the show. Always love to see your ratings and your feedback and everything. I had no idea I was going to go down that path. Oh, why don't... I don't want to do that. Okay, now I might be getting notifications when the podcast comes out. One of the things I talked about last time was I was about to... When I say last time, I mean on the Random Thoughts Volume 1, right? I was talking about starting with a new counselor. Started officially with my new counselor. Couldn't be more happy. Really believe that this counselor is going to be able to help me out in the long term, and very excited to see where things go together. With that, the timing couldn't have been more perfect. My anxiety's been very high and, like, quote unquote, on edge again lately. Never a fun feeling, but nonetheless, we are pushing forth and moving forward, because that's all that you can really do in life. Is to push forward and continue to pray and do what you gotta do to push forward. One of the things that always adds to my anxiety, though, are spam calls. What I really just need are these spam callers to stop freaking calling me. Don't know why I get so many spam calls. And then I go and I Google the phone number to see if it's actually spam or not. Sometimes I guarantee that it's spam. Sometimes, like today, I found out that some retired lawyer was calling me from Florida. And I don't understand why I'm getting all these random spam calls. Yet, here we are. So if you're calling me, stop calling me, because I'm not going to answer unless I know who you are. Though today I did answer a no caller ID number, which is very unlike me. But 25 minutes beforehand, I had received, probably from the same number, because they both said no caller ID. 25 minutes beforehand, I received a phone call, got a very brief message about, oh, for charges on your Amazon, I don't have an Amazon card, leave me alone. I answered, of course, no one was there when I answered the second time, so I said, screw it, and I hung up. Cool, Trent, no one cares. Anyway, I want to talk about sports betting. That's the last thing I have on my list right now, and so who knows what may or may not come up. This is going to be a short episode. Is something that I've said before. Whether or not that's the case, TBD. Oh, I just thought, see, look at this, random thoughts. I'm writing something else down right now. Sports betting. I don't know how many of you partake in sports betting, or if it's legal where you are. It is 100% legal where I am. I've been talking to a lot of people about this when I talk about my sports betting. I play with house money, right? So I don't know what apps you guys are using. I used to use PointsBet, and then I withdrew the money I had in there, and I now use DraftKings. I don't know what you folks are using, or if you recommend anything different, or do you think that something is better than the other? Reach out to me. Let me know. TrentSpeaks@gmail.com or TrentSpeaks on Instagram and Facebook. But initially I put $60 in, right? Because there was some sort of promotion going on, or maybe I put $50 in. $50 or $60, doesn't really matter. What's $10 at that point? And I've got myself up to, well, I did get myself up to $135. And I've been just like hit or miss the past few weekends, especially college football and everything. Got myself to 135 by the end of not this past weekend, but the weekend before, when I thought I was going to lose money, did not actually ended up coming out $20 or $25 up. However, unfortunately, this past weekend, the spreads did just not go my way. Both Saturday and Sunday, I needed one team. One team screwed my spread. Thus, I lost $35 this past weekend. So we can all mourn together on that. Still playing with house money, but that was super disappointing. Speaking about this weekend, though, and what was not disappointing was the show, the dominating show that Michigan put on this weekend over UConn. Very excited to see them as they start to enter some more competitive and fierce competitions. First true test will be in the Big Ten. I'm honestly not sure what to expect this weekend for the Maryland game as they open up Big Ten conference play. But we will see. The line opened at Michigan, favored by 17. And like, I'm not even confident betting on that game like I have been, with the spreads and everything, because I don't know what to expect with Maryland. And then Sunday you turn around and you're like, okay, Lions, I see what you're doing. Aiden Hutchinson, the Michigan man, coming in with 3 sacks. Oh, what an electric, fun game to watch. Apparently, though, if you're not a Michigan... Well, not Michigan. If you're not a Lions fan, apparently it was a boring game to watch, according to one of my friends. However, if you're a Lions fan, that's not something you've seen from the Lions in a long time, if ever. And so that was super exciting to watch how electric it was. I saw a video on Instagram afterwards of Dan Campbell, and he was, Leanne, I think they're on their way. The internet, because I just got a missed phone call and a text. 5:56 p.m. Anyway, so yeah, very fun game to watch. I'm excited to see what happens with the Lions. Dan Campbell in the locker room afterwards was very fun and electric to watch. They've got me excited for the rest of this season. I'll say that. And then I was going to talk about golf. I actually went golfing with a buddy of mine yesterday, this past Sunday. It was a lot of fun. I've been out on the course. I do my annual weekend golf trip midsummer. And so it was nice to get back out on the golf course yesterday. Though I hit a 112, I mean, like, is what it is, right? Like, I know that my short game is shit. I know that I can't putt very well. Chipping is like, but there was a stretch there that I really hit my stride and really hit a good groove, toward maybe the like middle of our golf game. So it was a lot of fun. Definitely recommend getting outside while it's still nice out. Get outside while you still can before the cold comes. But we are approaching, well, I mean, we're already kind of here, but one of the best times of the year, which I think is fall. Again, I mean, you have the NFL, college football, hockey's going to start here within the next couple of weeks. Very electric time. We've used the word electric a lot, right? So I'm going to put a call out for guests on Facebook. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it on my personal Facebook or in one of my guest podcast channels or Facebook groups, I mean. But very excited to hopefully bring you some more guests soon. And until next time, have a great week.